This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Just want to let you know today's broadcast is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory. Online, dayinsurance.com. Celebrating more than half a century of service. Shawnee Breton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg University. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania State Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. Kinetic. Internet better. Chambers Insurance Agency. Protecting generations since 1953. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Iron Synergy. Creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Saris Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. And Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care.
We got semifinal action happening on all three mats, consolations on two of the mats. And we have Washington County wrestlers in all three semifinal matchups. Lee Dreschman of Cannon McMillan, he's going to be scoreless at the end of the first period with Bryce Thomas of Moon. Parker Jennings of Trinity trails 3-0 at the end of one to Michael Johnson of West Allegheny, and Nick McGarity of Peters Township scoreless with Bennett Ferraro of Pine Richland as they have 10 seconds to go in the opening period. Dreschman will go on the bottom to begin the second period. Looks like we have blood time for Jennings.
Greg, I'll try to keep an eye on the consolation bouts. We've got a Trinity wrestler coming up next, Hoy, in consolations. I'll keep an eye on him.
Dreschman trying to come out from underneath. A tight waist and a half for Thomas, trying to take Dreschman to his back. Wanted to tilt him over with that. Going to get an escape for Johnson of West Allegheny. He leads Jennings 1-0. McGarity riding in the second period in his scoreless match with Ferraro. Dreschman trying to kick his ankle free. Thomas works up the body, gets back up around the head. Dreschman just trying to get out of bounds, and he will. 1:09 to go in the second. Escape for Bennett Ferraro. He leads McGarity 1-0. McGarity in on a shot, tries to get the second leg. He does while keeping feet in bounds. So a takedown for McGarity to go up 3-1 with a minute to go in the second. Johnson in on a shot. He's going to take Jennings down. 7-0 lead for Johnson. Dreschman, fresh start. Thomas wants to get a leg in. And now behind the back, and we're going to get potentially dangerous on the left shoulder of Dreschman. Back points coming for Johnson of West Allegheny on Jennings of Trinity. Just 10 seconds to go in the period. Last time they met, Johnson and Jennings was in their dual meet in January. Johnson won 5-1 in overtime, but he's up 11-0 here after two periods. Dreschman's going to pick up a reversal on Thomas. This is their first meeting of the season. He leads 2-0, 30 seconds left, second period. And now he has a leg in, wants to try to run a power half.
Greg McGarity up now 3-1 late in the second period.
Now Dreschman going to take Thomas to his back. 9 seconds left. These are big back points coming here for Dreschman. He's going to sit right there. He's going to get four near fall points, and Dreschman will be up 6-0 after two. So that went from a tight match to opening up a bit.
We have a victory over on mat four, Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. Winner 7-0 over Joey Sonnen of North Allegheny, and that's consolation action.
Dreschman inside single shot. Start to third period, leading 6-0. Brings the leg up in the air, Thomas. Thomas still hopping on 1 foot. Trip down for Dreschman. Originally given the takedown, but they took him off. Haven't got it yet. Now they do give the takedown to Dreschman. He's up 9-0 with 1:20 to go in the third. Jennings of Trinity still trails 11-0, 50 seconds to go in the third period, wrestling neutral.
McGarity still leads 3-1 in the other semifinal bout over Ferraro of Pine Richland, and they're in the third period.
Dreschman with a wing in, as well as a leg. Flattens Thomas out.
Well, final up on mat number five, Colangelo of Franklin Regional, 4-1 winner over Brentzel. Is that Penn Trafford?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Final seconds coming off. Johnson of West Allegheny will defeat Jennings of Trinity. It'll be an 11-0 final. Garrity has Ferraro in some trouble. It was tied at 5. 3 near fall points and now a reversal. So this one is a back and forth match. McGarity on the bottom, but he leads 8-7 with 33 seconds to go in the third. Escape for Thomas. Final seconds of the third period. Dreschman, a 9-1 lead. And looks like Dreschman will be headed to the finals with a major decision win, 9-1.
And we're going to step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust. Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
So we had a stoppage in the McGarity-Ferraro match. Coaches were over talking to the referee at the scorer's table about the scoring that took place, but no changes. McGarity is up 8-7. 33 seconds left, third period. McGarity is on the bottom. Ferraro look to get on top. Also have a consolation match. Jackson Hoy of Trinity trailing Zach Franks of Connellsville 3-2. 30 seconds to go in the second period. They're wrestling on their feet. Back to McGarity. Escape, 23 seconds, third period. Ferraro heavy on the head and got the takedown on McGarity, but McGarity called injury time before. It was a hard hit on the head by Ferraro.
Boy, that was. That was like two rams hitting each other, their heads hit like that.
And he called injury time, then Ferraro went in on a shot. Other semifinal action, Landon Sidden of Norwin leading Tommy Gretz of Connellsville 7-0 in the first period. And Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford trails Zach Rehack at Thomas Jefferson 3-1, 30 seconds ago in the first. Hoy trails 3-2 to Franks as they start the third period neutral.
Say the Norwin wrestler's name again.
Sidden.
Sidden.
Yep. Landon
I don't know
Sidden.
I thought that was Sidoon. Always did. Sidden. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So final 15 seconds. McGarity leading 9-7. Ferraro trying to go for a toss. Does he get it? Almost has McGarity in some trouble. McGarity just trying to hold on. 2 seconds. Takedown Ferraro. He pulls the upset on McGarity. Takedown and a win for Ferraro of Pine Richland, 10-9.
Wow, that was a big-time throw there at the end. And McGarity fought it as hard as he possibly could, but Ferraro just kept adjusting, and there was nothing he could do. Wow, great end to a match.
Bennett Ferraro into the finals. In that situation, too, I don't know, you're up two. You back away.
I'm
not sure why you even get entangled into that. And he tried to hold on to the head, but just could not do it. Looking at Jackson Hoy, who got a takedown and now leads 5-3. 50 seconds to go, third period on Zach Franks of Connellsville. That's a consolation at 114 pounds. Franks up to his feet. Hoy trying to bring him back down to the mat. He will. Sidden of Norwin leading 11-0 on Gretz of Connellsville. Rehack of Thomas Jefferson leading Barrett of Penn Trafford 6-2. And just getting underway, Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Nico Capusta of Hempfield. Back to Hoy, leading 5-3. 30 seconds left, third period, riding with that lead. Sit out and turn attempt by Franks. Hoy will bring him back down to the mat. Down to 15 seconds left. And this will punch Hoy's ticket to next week. Winners here will advance into the top six in the consolations. The losers have to come back and wrestle one more to try to advance. And Jackson Hoy of Trinity will move on. A 5-3 victory over Zach Franks of Connellsville.
In our semifinal action, Sidden out of Norwin with an 11-0 lead now over Gretz of Connellsville. And that's at the end of the second period. Colangelo and Capusta, the other semifinal. It's 121 pounds, still scoreless.
Nine-two lead for Rehack of Thomas Jefferson on Barrett of Penn Trafford. Second period comes to an end. A big takedown for Bennett Ferraro, Franklin Regional, on Shamil Islamov of Baldwin with just 10 seconds to go. Ferraro or Fennec now leads 5-2. That's a consolation at 114.
And technical foul win right below us. Sidden out of Norway, 15-0 over Tommy Gretz of Connellsville in 4 minutes and 16 seconds.
So that'll bring up Dom Canale of Trinity. And we're wrestling Colton Klippa of Norwin. Also in a consolation match. I believe we're going to have Cannon McMillan versus Trinity. Here, looks like it's going to be Gianno Gardner and Gavin Bricker. That will be the case. Gardner coming out right away with some aggressive shots. Canale, 30 seconds in, scoreless. Taking on Klippa. Now if you can keep an eye on Gardner and Bricker.
Yep, I got them.
Keep an eye on Canale and Klippa. A minute in, no score. Semifinal at 127. Canale, a couple of fakes. Shot attempt from Klippa. Canale spins behind and gets the opening takedown. Right away, Canale throwing the legs in.
Other semifinal bout, 121 pounds. Colangelo out of Franklin Regional up 1-0 now over Capusta.
Also have an 11-5 lead for Rehack, Thomas Jefferson, Barrett of Penn Trafford. They have 30 seconds to go in the third. Canale leads 3-0 at the end of one.
Consolation action, 121 pounds. Gardner out of Cannon McMillan, 3-0 over Bricker of Trinity.
Canale with choice. He'll go on the bottom for the second period. Final seconds coming off for Dylan Barrett and Zach Rehack. Rehack of Thomas Jefferson. Looks like he will advance to the final, an 11-5 victory over Dylan Barrett. So the top two seeds at 114 drop decisions, McGarity and Barrett. We're going to get a reversal and two near fall points for Canale of Trinity to go up 7-0, 30 seconds into the second.
Canale looks good today. He's been in total control this whole match.
Yeah, he's looking sharp. Back to his state medals from a year ago, where he's looking to try to get back to the award stand.
Consolation action, Gardner, Cannon McMillan up now 6-0 over Bricker of Trinity.
Santino Sloboda of Butler underway against Nolan Rice of Connellsville. A minute to go in the second for Canale, leading 7-0.
Capusta with a takedown of back points. Now goes up 7-1 over Colangelo. Capusta out of Hempfield, Colangelo out of Franklin Regional. That's semifinals at 121 pounds.
Cradle locked in for Canale. Trying to see if he can tighten it up a bit before trying to take it over. Klippa trying his best just to flatten out. And now not only does he get that leg free, but gets an escape as well. So Canale's lead 7-1. Shot in by Klippa. Sprawling back is Canale. Final seconds coming off in the second. It'll be 7-1 Canale at the end of two.
Back over on the other semifinal, Matt Capusta, 7-1 over Colangelo, and that's halfway through the third period. Caution for stalling against Capusta as he drove Colangelo off the edge of the mat.
Sloboda Butler with an opening takedown. Just 10 seconds ago in a period, he leads 3-0. Canale starts the third period neutral with Klippa. Six-one lead after two for Gardner of Cannon McMillan leading Bricker of Trinity in a consolation match. And Gardner wants to go neutral for the third. Looks like two teammates out there, Schaumburg and North Allegheny Cordova, Thomas Jefferson, identical singlets.
That's crazy.
Canale 7-1 lead, 1:15 to go in the third, still wrestling neutral with Klippa. Bricker tries to drive into Gardner, but unable to get a takedown. And now Gardner dives onto the ankles.
We have a final down here. 7-2, your score. Nico Capusta of Hempfield defeats Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional.
Shot in by Klippa. 50 seconds left, third period. Canale whizzes her in, trying to get a cradle locked in. He's able to get the head of Canale. So he's got the leg, got the head. I don't think he's got it locked in yet. They're near the edge of the mat. Canale just trying to get out of bounds, gets his head free. They're near that out of bounds line, and out they go with 33 seconds to go in the third. Shot in by Bricker. Gardner wanted to try to spin behind. Now they get up to their feet. They have 50 seconds to go in the third.
And I'll keep an eye down here on mat number three. It's now John Emma of Cannon Mac and Kale Yannick of Moon Area. Just underway, semifinal action, 133 pounds.
Yeah, and that one a rematch from the section finals where Yannick won in tiebreaker, 9-6. Canale, fresh start with Klippa. 7-1 lead. Canale just going to try to stay away from him. Now as Klippa attacks. Stalling call on Canale. 5 seconds left. Still has plenty more stalling calls to give, and Canale knows it. Veteran move going just straight back, and he'll get the win. Dom Canale of Trinity into the finals, a 7-1 victory. Consolation wrapping up. Gardner of Cannon McMillan, he gets hit with a stalling call, but he's leading 9-2 on Bricker of Trinity. They just have 4 seconds remaining. That's, again, a consolation at 121. Bricker tries to go after Gardner, and Gardner's going to win 9-2. Evan Tolliver of Ringgold, semis at 133, underway against Landon Lynn of Connellsville.
Kale Yannick will get a takedown and then an escape to Emma. So Yannick will lead Emma 3-1. Yannick out of Moon, Emma out of Cannon Mac.
Lynn in on a shot on Tolliver. Tolliver trying to pinch the arm in, now reaches across for a leg. This is the one weight class here, 133. We saw a couple of upsets, and it's from these two guys. Tolliver is going to get the opening takedown, go up 3-0.
Yannick and Emma still on their feet. Yannick leading 3-1. Time ticking down here in the first period.
Sloboda of Butler leading Rice of Connellsville 3-0. Just 5 seconds left in the second. Sloboda has been rode for this entire second period. Seconds to go in the first for Evan Tolliver of Ringgold as they go out of bounds.
Caution for a false start against Yannick as they're getting ready for the second period. John Emma from Cannon Mac will start in a down position. Emma will get hand control and a quick escape. That'll narrow the gap. 3-2, Yannick leading over Emma.
Tolliver with a tilt. Hasn't gotten any back points yet. He's got a leg in, now trying to cross-face Lynn over. Lynn does a very good job of not giving up back points there. And it'll be 3-0 at the end of one for Evan Tolliver. Thank you. Tolliver defers his choice. Lynn goes neutral for the second. Sloboda of Butler leading Rice O'Connellsville 3-0. 1:25 to go in the third. Lynn in on a shot on Tolliver. Picks the leg up in the air. Trips Tolliver down to the mat. Lynn still holding on with a wizard. Now tries to turn in. Lynn just has to hop his hips over top of Tolliver's. Good job with the hip movement there from Tolliver to force Lynn down to the ground. And now a funk roll situation here. And Tolliver is going to come out on top of the scramble with a takedown. 6-0 lead for Tolliver.
Under a minute here to go in the second period. Kale Yannick leading 3-2 over John Emma of Canham Mech.
Blood time now going for Lynn of Connellsville. Slapota gets drilled into the underneath the scores table. He's all tangled up in the wires.
I just looked up as he was crawling out from under the table. Man, he got thrown clear underneath.
It's been an aggressive match between Sloboda and Rice. Only 3-0. Sloboda. Rice driving in, drives Sloboda out of bounds. And again, these two toss after the whistle blows. Seconds left, third period. Rice again pushing into Sloboda. Sloboda goes straight back. He's going to get hit with a stalling call. His first one, and again driven out of bounds. Scott Stoner is not happy.
I'll tell you, those guys are like WWE. They're going to start smashing chairs pretty soon.
Well, and it's all like after the whistle.
Yeah.
Sloboda just going to keep going straight back. Second stalling call. That'll be a point for Rice. It's 3-1 Sloboda out in front with 8 seconds left.
Beginning of the third period down here on mat number three. Kale Yannick up 4-2 over John Emma of Canham Mech.
Another stalling call. 3 seconds left. Sloboda's got to be careful. The next one gives Rice the match. It's 3-2. Just 3 seconds remaining. Caution. That's going to be a penalty point to Sloboda. That's a third caution on Rice.
Well, unfortunately, Rice didn't have any other choice but, you know, try to anticipate the whistle and get an early shot.
Yeah, he did it twice. Got hit back-to-back on cautions. And now Sloboda will fight off this last attempt. 4-2, Sloboda Butler, your winner. Tolliver Ringgold will go on the bottom to begin the third. He's leading 9-1. He's going to bring Collier Hartman to the mat for Kanan McMillan against Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. Reversal for Tolliver. He's looked great here in the semifinal. He's up 11-1.
Back down here, Yannick still leading, now 7-3 over John Emma of Canham Mech. And they go out of bounds and into the table. Tell you, technology's taking a hit here this round.
That's right, getting a bit chippy. Hartman underway against Bencho. It's Oliver riding and leading 11-1. 1:15 to go in the third.
Off the edge you go down below us. Yannick and Emma. Yannick still leading 7-4. 38 seconds to go in the match.
He just got hit with a stalling call, did Yannick. So 7-4 now.
Yeah, Yannick backed off the mat. They're back underway, both on their feet again. Yannick backing up again. And off the edge they go. Well, Yannick's not really backing up. He was kind of driven off by John Emma. Down to 25 seconds to go. Now a shot in by Yannick. Single leg, switches to the other leg. Now switch attempt by Emma. Neither wrestler with an advantage. Now grabbing the other ankle was Yannick. No, I don't know how Emma got out of that, but he did. Now a funk roll by Emma. And in on the leg now, Yannick. Time's going to run out. That's the way the score is going to end. Kale Yannick of Moon, winner 7-4 over John Emma of Canham Mac.
20 seconds remaining for Evan Tolliver of Ringgold. He's up 11-1 on Landon Lynn of Connellsville. Tolliver trying to bring the arm back for Lynn. And Evan Tolliver of Ringgold is going to advance into the finals at 133 pounds and take on Yannick with an 11-1 victory. Collier Hartman of Canham McMillan leading 3-1 on Thomas Bencho of West Allegheny. Hartman was a winner by tech fall over Bencho last week.
You know what, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll step aside, and we'll be back right after this. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Canham McMillan. Go ahead, Greg.
Hartman's going to get a takedown to begin the second period. He now leads 11-3 on Bencho of West Allegheny. Looks like he's the only Washington Green County wrestler out there. Kai Vioma of Connellsville. Jacob Chacon of Montour. Vioma up 6-1. That's a semi at 145. Jay Smith, Franklin Regional, Brooks Blasco of Norwin. Semi's underway at 139. Winner will take on the winner of Hartman Bencho. Hartman will give an escape, make it 11-4. Four lead now for Hartman with a minute to go in the second. Hartman trying to go. He wanted to go. He got the inside part of the leg. I haven't really seen somebody do that, but he was looking to try to package that into back points off his feet. Does get the takedown, gives the escape. 15-5, Hartman. 42 seconds left in the second. Seconds left, second period, shot in by Hartman. Bencho fights that off. Russian tie for Hartman. They go out of bounds.
We have a fall in consolations. AJ Snatchko, West Allegheny, picks up a fall over Parker Joseph of Mars. That's consolation, 133 pounds. Other semifinal action, Kai Vielma of Connellsville. Up 13-2 now of Jacob Chacon of Montour.
Final seconds coming up. Bencho almost able to get around Hartman, but time runs out. 15-5 Hartman after two. And Hartman's going to go neutral for the third. Inside single attempt for Hartman. Gets behind Bencho, gets the takedown. We'll give the escape. 18-6. Next takedown will give Hartman a tech fall. Underhook in for Hartman. They go out of bounds, 1:25 to go in the third. And there is the takedown for Hartman, which will give him the tech fall, 21-6 at 4 minutes and 43 seconds.
Kai Vielma out of Connellsville up 16-3 now. Time running down in the second period. That semifinals at 145 pounds. Chase Smith, Franklin Regional. Brooks Blasco out of Norwin, still scoreless. And they're about here in the second period.
Neutral for Vielma to begin the third. A takedown here will give him the tech fall. Michael Ruan of Franklin Regional. Noah Curran of Norwin underway.
Still scoreless on mat number three. Nope, now we have a two-point reversal, so we'll put Chase Smith of Franklin Regional up 2-0 over Blasco of Norwin. That's with time ticking down in the second period. Do have a winner in consolations. Gus Stedeford of North Allegheny is your winner, 7-1 over Gavin Murphy of Kiski area.
Close to a takedown is Ruan. He'll get it on Curran and go up 3-0. Pierre Leventis of South Fayette. Daniel Smith of Connellsville in a consolation getting underway. No local wrestlers out there at the moment from Washington Green County.
So while we await more Washington Green County wrestlers, we'll go ahead and take a break. You're listening to greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. We're in semifinal action. 152 and 160 pounds on the mat.
Also, consolation third round. And it is Aiden Finnegan of Cannon McMillan, who was taken down and put to his back in the first period against Zach Hill of Seneca Valley. Hill leads 7-0 at the end of one. And Leventis of South Fayette trails Smith of Connellsville 10-0, and they're in the second period. Those are both consolation matches. While we were away, Vioma of Connellsville did win by a technical foul. They also just had a Brooks Blasco victory over Chase Smith. Blasco from Norwin, Smith of Franklin Regional. Blasco won 6-2. Ruan of Franklin Regional leads Curran of Norwin 7-0, 37 seconds to go in the second. And scoreless between Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin. And Owen Campbell of Plum, Griffin Reed of North Allegheny underway.
We have Lowther of Ringgold coming up next in the semifinals. Also, Junko of Trinity will be coming up next in consolations.
Finnegan, the lone Washington Green County wrestler. 7-0 lead for Hill, Seneca Valley on Finnegan.
We have a takedown on mat three. That's consolation action at 152 pounds. Griffin Reed of North Allegheny picks up a takedown over Owen Campbell of Plum. Score 3-0 here in the first period.
Finnegan with the legs in has Hill flattened out. Trail 7-0, 35 seconds ago in the second. Stalling call on Hill. Down to 15 seconds left in the second. Finnegan with those legs in, just trying to get his wrist free. Now trying to put the elbow into the neck of Hill, and now we get a stalemate with 6 seconds left.
Well, at the end of the first period, it's 3-2. Griffin Reed of North Allegheny over Owen Campbell of Plum. Semifinal action, 152 pounds.
Had a takedown for Curran of Norwin. And now gives the escape to Ruan. So it's 8-5 Ruan. And now Ruan bear hugs, brings Curran down to the mat. Curran's going to call for injury time. And now 11-5 Ruan in the third period. Seven nothing lead for Hill. He's back underneath. Finnegan with the legs in, trying to continue to work on the head. Leventis of South Fayette will drop a 14-2 major decision to Smith of Connellsville. Consolation at 139. Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon has been riding this entire, or has been on the bottom in this second period. Dietz of West Mifflin hit with a stalling call, but still a scoreless match. Dietz riding there. Hill is going to be taken to his back by Finnegan. Hill's been leading 7-0 since the first period. But Finnegan is now going to get 4 back points with a minute to go here in the third. Finnegan's been so tough on top. Do have Devin Junko of Trinity, Cameron Timko of Thomas Jefferson underway. Concy at 145. But Finnegan trailing. And now stalling call on Hill, his second. Penalty point awarded to Finnegan. Now it's 7-5. 30 seconds left, third period. Leg in. Down to 15 seconds left. Another stalling call on Hill. Another penalty point to Finnegan. 7-6. Gets one more. He wins the match. Now a couple back points. A one swipe. A one swipe. Does he get a two? He got another one. He got two. Finnegan's going to win. 8-7. He got the two in the last 2 seconds. Seneca Valley coaches want to question this one. But Finnegan gets two back points right at the end to win 8-7.
Man, we've had some great finishes to matches. We really have.
And he had those two one swipes, too, where it was like, oh, he's so close.
I know.
And he got the two with just 2 seconds left. Junko of Trinity is leading 3-0 on Timko at Thomas Jefferson as they start the second period neutral. After discussion, Finnegan is going to be your winner, 8-7.
Wow, what a victory for Finnegan.
One between Gibbons of Mount Lebanon, Dietz of West Mifflin. They're wrestling on their feet here in the third period. Ruan of Franklin Regional is going to defeat Curran of Norwin. Well, looks like we got blood time with just 6 seconds remaining, but it's a 15-7 lead for Ruan. Fowler of Ringgold warming up there behind that one, so he'll be coming up here in a moment.
In the other semifinal bout, Griffin Reed, North Alleghenio, and Campbell Plum, they're tied at 3 apiece here in the third period.
Junko of Trinity leading 3-0, still wrestling on his feet with Timko. 50 seconds to go in the second.
This Dietz and Gibbons match, it's been a great match, just not a lot of score. I mean, they're tied at one apiece, but there's been a lot of action.
Injury time going right now for Dietz.
Well, 1 point escape to Griffin Reed. And now driving in is Campbell off the edge of the mat. They'll go 4-3, Reed leading over Campbell. Semifinal action with a minute to go here in the third period.
And a match goes final for Ruana Franklin Regional, 15-7 over Curran. Junko drives in, but taken out of bounds by Timko. Just 7 seconds remaining in the second period there. Junko of Trinity in the consolations at 145. Leads there 3-0 after two periods. Gibbons with a shot in. 15 seconds left. Dietz fights it off. How did he not give up a takedown there?
Wow. Oh, we're seeing some high-quality wrestling today. That was unbelievable. That was pure will. You know that? I'm just not giving it up.
And they have the likelihood of overtime here. Tied at one. This might be our first overtime match that we've seen.
I believe you are correct.
Christian Lowther of Ringgold underway against Jack White of Norwin. Semifinals at 160. Junko is on the bottom to begin the third period. He and Timko go out of bounds. Just 20 seconds in. They were going to get a penalty point awarded down.
Yeah, we're in the third period between Reed and Campbell, and Campbell just kept firing. Finally, they called Reed. It's his second stalling call, and it's a point. We're tied at four apiece with 6 seconds to go.
So we could see back-to-back mats having overtime here.
Wow.
We're going to get a reversal for Junko of Trinity to go up 5-0, 1:10 to go in the third period. Gibbons and Dietz, they've been active, but still no points. Now a shot in by Gibbons. Trying to finish. Swings Dietz down, but it looked like a pancake-type situation. Now almost to a Peterson for Gibbons. Who's going to come out on control here? They give the takedown to Gibbons, and he will get the win 4-1 at 55 seconds of overtime. Gibbons, a Mount Lebanon into the finals.
Wow, with only 5 seconds left, a sudden victory, too.
Yeah.
Wow, what a bout. Back over to Campbell and Reed, tied at four apiece. 39 seconds to go, and sudden victory.
Junko of Trinity up 5-0 in his consolation bout. Just 15 seconds remaining, riding with that lead. Lowther of Ringgold scoreless at the end of one with White of Norwin. And Junko of Trinity will advance into the consolations. A 5-0 victory. White of Norwin will be on the bottom to begin the second period. Lowther unable to bring him down to the mat, gives the escape, 1-0.
Wow, Reed and Campbell, they've got their legs all twisted together here, and Campbell just hanging on to not give up the takedown, and time will expire in sudden victory. We're still tied at four apiece, and it will be Reed's choice out of North Allegheny, and he'll choose down to start the first tiebreaker.
Liam Costa of Moon, Carter Morvay of North Hills underway.
I thought he was going to defer. That's why I started to say something, but he didn't. Reed chooses down.
Lowther in on a shot. A minute to go in the second period. Comes up with the leg. Now White forces down, and we're going to get it potentially dangerous.
Riding on top is Campbell. Down to 10 seconds to go here in the first tiebreaker. Time's going to run out. Campbell will ride Reed the entire 30-second period. So now it'll be Campbell's choice. He'll or chance to get out from underneath.
Lowther of Ringgold still trailing 1-0. A dump here from White. Lowther trying to hang on to the head. He's close to giving up the takedown, though. Arm behind for White. Just 10 seconds ago, and there is the takedown. Big takedown for Jack White of Norwin. He's going to lead over Lowther of Ringgold 4-0 at the end of two.
Riding on top is Reed over on the edge of the mat. Campbell comes up to his feet. Can he get free? No. Dropping down on the leg is Reed. Campbell trying to get away. Reed hanging on to that leg. Reed will move up before he gets called for stalling. And
oh, wow.
I can't believe that call. Reed pulls Campbell off the edge. They call him for stalling. And that makes us. Why is it 6-4? Oh, because he got. No, why
he's
is it 6-4?
He's giving the escape to make it 6-4.
Oh, okay. So he is going to get a penalty point and the escape. Campbell does. He'll go up now. Wait a minute. Now they have it 7-4. I'm not sure where the extra point came from. And that'll do it. Time's going to run out. Your winner is going to be Owen Campbell of Plum as he defeats Griffin Reed of North Allegheny 7-4. The ultimate tiebreaker, but I don't know where the extra point came from.
I don't know either.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Match is over and that's your winner, but kind of an extra point got thrown in there somewhere. Unless it was a 2-point stalling call, which I don't think it could have been. I don't There weren't enough. No, couldn't have been that. There weren't enough
unless
calls.
Unless he was already hit twice.
Yeah, but I don't think he was.
Or he's already. That would be his fourth call if he gave two.
Yeah,
points.
He wasn't because the score was four. That was only his second stalling call when he got called right there. So I don't know. We'll figure that one out at a later time.
Lowther over Ingold on the bottom here in this third period. 40 seconds left. Stuck underneath of White of Norwin. White with the legs in and holding a 4-0 lead.
Luke Lilly of Connellsville will now get a reversal and go 5-3 over Adam Haynes of Fox Chapel. That's consolation action.
White trying to run a power half on Lowther. Has him flattened out. Just 15 seconds to go in the third period. And Jack White of Norwin will advance into the finals at 160, defeating Christian Lowther of Ringgold 4-0. I don't think we have any other local wrestlers out here at the moment.
Well, if we don't, let's step aside. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for? For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Hi, this is Mac Chambers of Chambers Insurance Agency. For over 70 years, we've been here for you, your family, and your business. At a time in which premiums continue to rise and policy coverage is more confusing and limited than ever before, we're proud to be your trusted guides. No gimmicks or surprises, just real protection at the best possible price. Personal, business, or bonds, will keep it simple and straightforward, just as we've always done. Chambers Insurance, helping you navigate today's insurance world. Learn more at chambersinsurance.com.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Yeah, welcome back to Cannon McMillan. Here we go. Waynesburg's lone wrestler out on the mat now as Rowan Tustin out of Waynesburg has Roskoski out of Kiski area. And they are just underway.
Mason.
Greg, go ahead.
I was just going to mention Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, consolation of 160. He's getting underway against Jake Lilly of Connellsville.
Tustin and Roskoski off the edge of the mat, they'll go.
Also going to get Bryce Collins of Cannon McMillan semifinal at 189. He'll be wrestling Hunter Snyder of Latrobe.
Into a head tie here between Tustin and Roskowski.
Drag by for Snyder. He's going to get the opening takedown on Collins and lead 3-0. Still no score between Calgaro and Lilly.
Tustin and Roskowski still on their feet, still in his head tie. Down to 20 seconds to go in the first. They're working forehead to forehead here. Now pushing down on the head is Roskowski. He lets that go. He gets an underhook on one side. And that'll do it. Time will run out in the first period. Scoreless between Rowan Tustin of Waynesburg and Cooper Roskowski of Kiski area.
Still scoreless after one. Calgaro and Lilly. Lilly will be on the bottom for the second. Collins of Cannon McMillan trailing Snyder of Latrobe 3-0. Collins underneath, 50 seconds left in this first period. Snyder's been trying for a cradle, and Collins is going to get with a stalling call.
Right off the second, or the whistle for the second period, Tustin was in a down position. He comes up, picks up a quick escape. Now check that. He was in the top position. A one-point escape will be given to Roskowski.
Escape for Lilly, takedown for Calgaro. He leads 3-1, 1:24 to go in the second as they go out of bounds. Collins underneath of Snyder, just under 10 seconds to go in the opening period. And Snyder will have a 3-0 lead at the end of the first period. Escape for Lilly, 3-2 Calgaro lead.
Tustin with an underhook on one side. Now he lets that go.
One other semifinal happening. Zach LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson leading Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional 4-0 during the third period.
Back into the head tie again. Neither wrestler really close to a takedown yet between Tustin and Roskowski. Now Tustin gets his head tucked down underneath. Roskowski snaps, tries to come around. Tustin grabs the leg and blocks it. Head pushed down. Roskowski has a front headlock on Tustin.
Reversal for Snyder to begin the second period, and now he's going to have Collins in some trouble. Trying to cross face over, drive pressure forward on his left shoulder. We're going to get potentially dangerous before Snyder could get any back points. He leads Collins 5-0. 22 seconds into the second. Calgaro holding a 3-2 lead, 15 seconds to go in the second period, wrestling neutral with Jake Lilly.
Tustin was in on a single leg but couldn't finish it as time expires. So 1-0, Roskowski in the lead.
LeBrier of Thomas Jefferson, a 7-0 win over Cartwright of Franklin Regional.
And it appears we have something on the mat. So the referee went over and got paper towels, and he's cleaning the mat. Wonder if he thought that was part of his job title.
Calgaro is going to go on the bottom to begin the third period, leading 3-2 against Lilly of Connellsville. Collins just unable to get out from underneath a Snyder. A minute to go in the second period, a 5-0 lead for Snyder. Quick escape for Calgaro. He's up 4-2.
Tustin trailing by one. It's his choice. They go neutral here in the third. And once again, they work back into this head tie. And now a shot in by Tustin. Oh, he switches to a double and takes Roskowski down. No takedown yet. I don't know what they're waiting for. He's got both legs. And now they will give the takedown. Tustin will go up 3-1. And we got a minute 12 to go here in the match. Now sitting out is Roskowski. Tustin stays with him. Coming to his feet is Roskowski. Now 1-point escape. 3-2 the score. Tustin over Roskowski. I don't think either wrestler's been warned for stalling yet. Under a minute to go in the match.
Three seconds remaining in the second period for Collins. Akana McMillan trailing Snyder 5-0. 45 seconds to go in the third for Calgary. Lilly almost behind Calgary. But they will still wrestling on the edge of the mat. Lilly drives in. He'll get the takedown on Calgary with 30 seconds left. It's now 5-4.
Down to 20 seconds to go. Tustin in on a single leg. Trying to hang on to this leg is Rowan Tustin. Now he lets the leg go. Coming around behind is Roskoski. And that's going to be a takedown for Roskoski. It's 5-3 with 5 seconds to go. And your winner is going to be Cooper Roskoski of Kiski area. 5-3 as he picks up that takedown right at the end.
Big stop, big breath there at the end for Roskoski. Back to Calgary, who has 20 seconds left, trailing 5-4. Lily of Connellsville just trying to hold on. Now down to 10 seconds left. This is a consolation at 160. Up to his feet is Calgary, trying to peel the hands. 2 seconds, and Jake Lilly of Connellsville will defeat Mason Calgary of Cannon McMillan 5-4. Hedrick Williams of Trinity getting underway against Cam Dana of West Allegheny. Dana with the opening takedown, Williams with the escape. He still got a minute to go in the first, but Dana leads 3-1. Williams beat Dana last week in the section finals. Also getting underway, consolation match, Nez Green of Central Catholic. Opening takedown on Tegan Barr of Trinity. Barr with a quick escape. We have blood time going for Snyder of Latrobe. With Collins of Cannon McMillan. Still 5-0 lead for Snyder. You know, it happened so fast that I want to get a result out. Elijah Brown, Bell Vernon, a tech fall, 18-0 in 56 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
Over Kate Ott of Penn Trafford.
That's pretty fast.
I saw him go out there, and we have all the local wrestlers out there right now, so I look away, and I went back, and Edric Williams is wrestling, and I'm like, what the heck happened here? Collins is back underway with Snyder. Green of Central Catholic leading Barr of Trinity 3-1 after one.
Dana, West Allegheny, still 3-2 over Williams of Trinity. Just underway here in the second period.
.117 to go in the third. Wrestling on their feet are Snyder and Collins. Into a tie-up snap down for Snyder. Collins wanted to go bring him up with an underhook, but back into a tie-up. .45 seconds left, third period. An escape for Barr of Trinity. He's in on a takedown, and he'll get it against Green of Central Catholic. Barr's lead 5-3. Snyder with a shot in. Collins quick to defend and take a shot back of his own and takes Snyder down. It almost took him to his back. Snyder does a good job of bellying up. So takedown makes it 5-3, Snyder. And now Collins wants to give the escape. Snyder just holding on to the leg underneath and killing time, and now we get a stalemate. Looks like more blood time coming for Snyder with 20 seconds left in the third.
I think you are correct. Time running down in the second. Still 3-2, Cam Dana, West Allegheny, over Edric Williams of Trinity.
Nez Green had a reversal on Barr, so he and Barr are tied at 5, 30 seconds left, second period. Blood time cleaned up. Want to get to the final 20 seconds of Collins and Snyder. Snyder giving the escape, so it's 6-3 Snyder. And driving in was Collins and taking Snyder out of bounds with 14 seconds left. Collins again, aggressive, pushing into Snyder. Snyder tries to take a shot in. Collins spins behind, brings him down to the mat, and takedown awarded with 4 seconds left. And we're going to head to overtime. What a tale of two halves this match has been.
That really has been. That was unbelievable.
Snyder had the quick opening takedown and rode for pretty much the whole first period. Dominated on top. Had the reversal. Again, dominated on top of Collins. This has been his period. Two takedowns, and now Snyder shot in. Collins spins behind. He's got to bring him down to the mat. Snyder tries to grab a leg. Now turns in, rolling through. Collins trying to drive. Now Snyder needs to try to spin behind. Cradle locked in for Snyder. Forces Collins over, and there's the takedown. Snyder will win 9-6 at 24 seconds of overtime. Oh boy, what an exciting finish.
Man, that was a great finish. We've seen a lot of those today. That was awesome.
So Snyder will go into the finals at 189. Consolation at 215. Braden Collins of Cannonsburg, of Canamac, a 3-0 lead on Ian Holub of Trinity. 5-5 between Nez Green of Central Catholic, Tegan Barr of Trinity as they go into the third. And in the semifinal, Edric Williams of Trinity trails Cam Dana of West Allegheny 4-2. So the Hillers, three wrestlers out on the mat.
This happens when you have that many kids still wrestling.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have,
without a doubt. It is.
Williams wants to take that shot in. Dana fights it off. Final 15 seconds. Just backing up now is Dana. Keeping his distance from Williams, and Cam Dana is going to avenge that section final loss. And defeat Williams 4-2.
Rosales and Farrell are now up on that three.
Had an escape for Nez Green of Central Catholic, and now blood time going for Barr. 6-5 Green in the third. 4-0 lead for Collins, Akana Mack on Hall of a Trinity. 1:25 to go in the second. They're wrestling neutral.
Now wrestling on that.
Also, last semifinal match, Braden McCunough of North Allegheny, John Montgomery of Franklin Regional. Scoreless a minute in. Collins in on a shot, keeping a foot in bounds. He'll get the takedown on Holub and go up 7-0. Barr in on a shot on Green. Green leading there 7-5. And Barr is going to get the takedown. 8-7 Barr. That's been a back and forth match.
Other consolation action. Musabek Sadirbekov up 16-3 over Tanner Schaefer of Norwin. Sadirbekov out of Chartiers Valley.
Final seconds coming off in the second period between Collins and Holub with Collins leading 7-0 after two. Going to get an escape for Nez Green. He and Barr are tied at 8. They're wrestling on their feet. On their feet in the third period are Collins and Holup.
Still scoreless down here between Grizzulis and Fierl. Fierl out of Norwin. Is that how you say that? Fierl? For Norwin?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. And Grizzulis out of Plum. In the second period, as I say that now, Grizzulis and Plum has the arms bundled of Fierl and has him on his back. And that's tight. And there's your fall. Time of the fall is going to be 2 minutes and 53 seconds in favor of Frank Grizzulis of Plum.
Going to go to overtime between Barr and Green, tied at 8. A minute to go in the third. Collins leading Holup 7-0, wrestling neutral. Still scoreless in the semifinal between Montgomery and McCona, and McCona had needed injury time. Overtime between Barr and Green. Shot in for Green. Barr sprawls back. Barr with a reshot. Green spins behind. Green is behind Barr. He's just got to get him down to the mat. Barr trying to peel the hands. Green trying to trip, and he will. Green will get the takedown and defeat Barr 11-8 at 20 seconds of overtime. Reversal for McCona, escape for Montgomery. He leads 2-1. Over to Collins and Holub. Collins leading 7-0, shot from Holub. Collins spins behind, and Collins of Cannon McMillan is going to win in the consolations at 2:15. He will defeat Holub 10-0. Collins, 10-0.
Now, we don't know if there will be a break or not before the fourth round of consolations, right? Because they're supposed to start at 1:15, I believe.
Yeah, they usually stick to the time, so I'm going to believe that we will have a little break till 1:15 for that final round of consolations.
And we'll do what we did before. We'll just take a break and come back live at 1:15 with round four of the consolations.
We have Dakota Carmona against Thomas Wycheck of Seneca Valley. Consolation at 2:85. They are scoreless at the end of one. So we have two consolation matches and a semifinal happening in front of us. Joey Geller of Fox Chapel, Cameron Healy of North Hills, the other consolation match happening right now in a scoreless first period. But Montgomery of Franklin Regional is on the bottom in the third. Trails 2-1. To McCona of North Allegheny. Montgomery trying to turn in, and McCona trying to drive in. Montgomery, a 215-pounder, wrestled 215 and 285 this season for the state champion Franklin Regional Panthers, but goes 285 for the postseason, and can't really blame him when you got Elijah Brown, returning state champ, Cooper Roskoski, returning state runner-up.
Exactly.
And you have Tustin and Collins. Why not go to 285?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what, who was it? Noah Tustin, Rowan's brother, did one year.
Yeah.
Could have wrestled 215, went up to heavyweight.
Had an escape for Carmona in the second. He leads Wycheck 1-0. Montgomery to his feet and out for one. Ties the match at 2. Takedown for Carmona. He's going to lead 4-0 with 1:10 to go in the second. Takedown for McConaughey takes Montgomery to his back, right on the edge of the mat. Trying to keep a foot in bounds, and he's going to get the fall. Time of the fall, 5:05 for Braden McConaughey of North Allegheny.
Once again, just kept that toe in.
That's it.
Yeah, just kept the toe in bounds.
Carmona up 4-0 with 30 seconds to go in the second. Stalling call on Wycheck is first. Carmona with continuing to ride, just 10 seconds remaining in the second. We'll have a 4-0 lead at the end of two. Start of the third period, wide check. Of Seneca Valley on the bottom. Up to his feet, Carmona unable to bring him down to the mat, and we get an escape. So Carmona's lead now 4-1, wrestling neutral in the third. The other consolation match, a 1-0 lead for Geller of Fox Chapel over Healy of North Hills. Healy's going to go on the bottom, 4-3. That's a 2-15-pound consolation. But back to Carmona, who holds a 4-1 lead, 1:15 to go in the third. Now down to a minute remaining. Down to 45 seconds left. We had an escape for Healy, and now blood time on that mat. Carmona wanted to spin behind after a Wycheck shot. I'm not able to do it, and I just wants to stay right there in bounds with a front headlock, and end up calling him out of bounds.
I think the scoreboard's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, still 4-1.
It is 4-1?
Yes.
Okay, then the computer's wrong.
Takedown for Carmona to go up 7-1. After a shot from Wycheck, and Carmona spun behind. So Carmona of Cannon McMillan will punch his ticket to next week and advance in the next round of consolations with a 7-1 victory. Still cleaning up some blood. This might be worthwhile to take a break and come back for that last match.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Here we go. Welcome back to Cannon McMillan. We've got our final match of this round of consolations. It is Geller of Fox Chapel and Healy of North Hills. We're tied at one apiece with 140 remaining in the match. This is actually a consolation as a 215. That match got a little bit behind. Our heavyweights are completed. This will be the last match of this round. Then we will take a break until 1:15 when the fourth round of consolations will begin. Fake it a shot by Healy. Didn't finish. Well, let me make sure. They're both in red. Yeah, they go off the edge of the mat. Okay, Healy. There we go. He's the guy with the big NH on him.
That's right.
Gives it away for North Hills. Back underway, down to a minute 15 to go in the match. And the headgear comes off again.
Yeah, it's like the third or fourth time. They need to get a different headgear for Geller.
Yeah, get another headgear. It just keeps popping off.
I got to tape it up.
Maybe they don't have another headgear. So headgear issue for Joey Geller of Fox Chapel.
Coaches, you have a champion tonight. You're filling out the seating form.
So the fourth round of consolations set to begin at 1:15 on all five mats. Then we'll have, that's usually about a 45-minute, I would say, to an hour round. And then we'll have about probably a 30 to 40-minute break in the Parade of Champs at 2:50, followed by the final starting at 3 o'clock.
Well, we got the headgear fixed. We're back underway.
Top seven advance to next week's West Regional.
Down under a minute to go here. It's still tied at one apiece. Now a shot in by Healy. No, check that, by Geller. Healy trying to scoot around the side. And they roll around. Who's going to pick this up? No takedown awarded yet. Down to 30 seconds to go. Holding on to the leg is Geller. Healy trying to come around the side. If he can free the leg, he'll get the takedown. Down to 15 seconds to go. And he pops his leg free, and he'll get the takedown with 10 seconds to go. And Joey Geller will go up 4-1 over Healy of North Hills. And that's your final. 4-1, Joey Geller of Fox Chapel defeats Cameron Healy of North Hills. We're going to step aside, take a break. We'll be back at 1:15 with live action in the fourth round of consolations. You're listening to greensports.net on the JPA Sports Network.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.